up whatever you want, just dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. Otherwise, we'll talk about things that you might be interested in, including a little story from today, which I'll share with you here in a moment. Mark, you've got an email that you wanted to share. Do you have that pulled up?
I do.
I had a chat with the city manager today.
Oh, yes, I saw some of your Facebook updates.
Yeah, it was about employee stealing, because as I told you before, I had my phone stolen by an EMS worker here in town. So I was just wondering, you know, what's the city's policy about employees who get caught red-handed stealing things? I'll tell you about what his answer was here in a little bit, but you got the email?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's start with that.
This is from R. The guy sent me quite a few emails in the past, and none of them quite as upset as this one. So I'm not looking to cause any problems with him or anything, but I think that it can show how somebody can get sort of have a blind spot about issues that are important to them. You have to consider he's being somewhat sarcastic here. He says, Mark, don't worry. We're not going to get a single payer system anyway, so there's no need for a heartless piece of criminal business crap, and he doesn't use crap, like you and your robotic buddy there to get your free market panties in an uproar.
What? So basically he's saying, no, there's no big deal about what the federal government's proposing.
Okay, I have a comment right away. Your panties don't get in an uproar, they get in a wad.
Okay.
So I take issue with that part of the statement.
Yeah, apparently I'm heartless, too, because I don't want people to be stolen from in order to fund a big bureaucratic medical system that the government puts together that will decide who lives, who dies, how one eats, and likely throw us in. I know people don't want it. It sounds hyperbolic. I believe it'll throw us into the next dark age. Medicine is a large portion of the economy. I think I've heard 1/12 or 1/7, some large portion. Mm-hmm. And the United States funds most of the R&D in the world because most of the systems of the more wealthy countries, more industrial countries, are socialistic. So they don't have this R&D incentive. I think the United States goes single payer, that it would throw the world quite possibly into a new dark age, or at least it will hobble the research and development in the area.
I was going to say the progress will be seriously impeded at the very least. That's the bare minimum, but we won't know what the cost is, because we won't know what we're not discovering from.
Right.
The loss of the free market, what little bit of free market is left in that.
It'll be the seen and the unseen, because you'll be able to see the people that'll go, and some people will get treated, and it'll be okay for them. But what you won't be seeing is what you're saying, the opportunity costs. What are we missing out on? What kind of advancements would have happened in a marketplace where there's, more ability to compete and innovate and things like that?
One has to ask that question even now.
Right, exactly, because right now the government controls most of the dollars spent in the healthcare industry.
So it's half, mostly, if not a little more than half.
It's a mostly socialized system right now. So what I'm arguing for is not the current system. I would point out that what we need is a true free market in healthcare.
But this is that's the assumption. Is the assumption is that we either need the status quo, or we need whatever it is that Barack Obama can get through.
Yeah.
And if you don't want it, you hate sick people.
And
he's calling me a piece of S and you a robot because we disagree with him. I mean, this is what's going on the other side. That's really it.
Well, when you, that's all you have is to insult the other person, then you've got nothing.
Yeah, it goes on a little more. Don't worry, free market business filth in the insurance companies will still get to ration health care and see to it that the rest of us are left to beg in the street from soulless business vampires like you. Oh, so you're saying that under the single-payer system that it won't be government pieces of filth in the government that will still get to, that will then get to ration health care and see to
angels.
It that the rest of you are left to beg in the street like soulless government vampires that they are? I mean, what?
If you want to talk about vampires, the notion that the government is nonprofit and non-biased is, I don't know how that gets perpetuated, but You know, a business might be kind of greedy and such, but if you look at how politicians operate and the way their lobbying works, you can buy, like, huge amounts of government money with lobbying dollars, and it's a wonderful ratio. So you can, like, milk, you know, tax money. You could be a private entity making deals with politicians. The lobbying money for them is a fraction of what you're getting back in terms of favorable regulations or subsidies or, you know, farm subsidies or whatever it is. It's a fraction. Talk about vampirism.
Yeah. And he again labels this system as free market. He labels the insurance company executives as free market.
The system that we have today was created by government intervention anyway. Yes, the system we have is broken. I agree.
Right.
And there's always going to be, if there's insurance companies, there's always going to be somebody unhappy with their service. And believe me, all you have to do is look at other systems around the world, and there are people unhappy with that service too. So it's not like the dying people on the street are getting treated poorly by the insurance companies here, and they'd be treated so much better by the government. I beg to differ. I think that it would be worse. You know, it may be that more people would be covered,
evil.
But everybody would be covered in a less, in a worse fashion.
The mentality here is businessmen are evil, government men are good. That's the mentality, right? I mean, the idea is that our guys are in government. I presume that he's in favor of what Obama's
I don't know
proposing.
What he's in favor of at this point.
His
I mean,
guys
I
are
have
in
not,
government.
No, I've never heard this kind of side from this gentleman.
They're good guys, and so therefore...
Not even a gentleman.
And so government is good, business is evil, end of story. I mean, how do you convince somebody like this that the system that they're talking about is not going to be better than what we have today?
Well, what I hear, and he hasn't said it. Let me finish up. I'll tell you what I hear in this. The weak should die, right? They're not fit to live in this free market snake pit that the money grubbing drones like you have created, right? I didn't create anything. That's what the free market Darwinian argument for humanity, right? More struggle, more fight, as though we're still in the jungle. Well, when those weak people get sick of kicks in the faces delivered by stronger free market guys like you. I'm kicking somebody in the face now. Don't come crying about all the injustice of it all.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what I hear from this is that somebody's frustrated with not having medical care.
I have no health care right now.
Right.
I don't want
Obamacare. Who in this room has health care administered by an insurance company?
Not me.
Why?
I actually tried to get it once. They wouldn't let me because I took acid.
That's very interesting. So,
like once?
Not one of us here is actually covered. We are part of the unwashed masses that they are using to try to shove this through. I don't have health care. My wife doesn't have health care. We have some for my son. Dale, you don't. I basically because I don't want to allocate funds in that direction right now. I can't afford it.
I think that the way healthcare is structured today, you know, like we said, the system is broken, and
it's not broken.
It's not all government. Some of it is just the notions of how people have gotten healthcare into their head. They want healthcare to be cover their checkups and every little thing.
It wouldn't be that way if it wasn't for government and being in there in the first place.
That's probably true. I don't know the intricacies of it, but I think that the system is broken, and part of why I don't have it is because there isn't really a good plan. I think it's exorbitant, and it doesn't. It's not a justifiable cost because there's risk involved. I mean, essentially, you're going to get the health care you need. You might just be in debt, you know, to pay it off or something. But
unfortunately,
that's what insurance protects you from is that potential debt. You
know? The system is set up at this point currently where you can kind of tootle along without insurance, and you're still going to have catastrophic coverage because the hospital is going to give that to you because they're basically required to do so. I don't know what it would look like in a free market. Because we don't have it and haven't had it for a very long time.
Well, I don't think insurance would play as big a role or should play as big a role as it does now. I think that the whole notion of insurance, I don't know how it can really be financially viable. I think it would almost make more sense for catastrophic things. Well, for less than catastrophic things to be out of pocket.
I agree.
And catastrophic things should be a charitable issue. You know, people donate to things in case something bad happens.
Mutual aid societies, charities, things like that. People taking care of other people. And if people aren't relying on insurance to buy their health care, if they actually have to buy it out of pocket, they're going to shop around, and shopping around will make people more competitive on price. And, of course, if it was a true free market, we'd have more innovation, more competition, and that would bring prices down. We'll come back. We can talk more about this. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Chews for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchews.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchews.com. Thanks.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 490,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance for achieving liberty in your lifetime. Head on up to freestateproject.org and learn about the amazing movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging together into the same geographic location, and that would be New Hampshire. You can move anywhere to New Hampshire that you choose, but the idea is to get together with other liberty-oriented people and to get active for freedom, and it's working so far. We've only had a few hundred people that have made the move so far here to New Hampshire over the past few years. The mover rate is increasing. More people are getting interested in coming up here because the more people move, the more activism happens. The more activism happens, the better publicized the whole concept becomes. The more activism, the more publicity, the more people will find out, the more people will move, and it'll build on itself. And then hopefully we'll achieve a voluntary society within our lifetimes. At the very least, we should hopefully be able to slash the government down much smaller than it currently is. So come on over to freestateproject.org, learn more, get involved, and join us up here in New Hampshire at freestateproject.org. Now, let's go to Bob in Ohio. We're talking about health care. Bob is on and listening to WCER in Canton. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a number of issues you have to look at. My understanding is and I believe that we have a problem with the insurance cartel. And when I say the cartel, that's the largest single money industry in the world. We have the problem that the insurance lobbyists were the ones helping put together that bill, and they were crying the blues because they wanted $4,000 fines instead of $2,000 fines for people that aren't covered. So the insurance companies are not really our friends.
I don't think anyone said they were on this.
Yeah. On another thing, you know, how come is it under one program I can get an MRI for $800? But if I'm not covered by that problem, they want to charge me $1,800.
I think it's absolutely wrong the way the medical industry seems to think that the cash customers are the place to go to get money, and I think that needs to be disincentivized. But unfortunately, the government has allowed a system, has encouraged, fostered a system that is in fact opposite of that.
Well, what happened? The government didn't ride roughshod on both the medical corporations, which are supposed to be non-profit, so to speak, but they're the only ones building those, the banks and other people. So those are the only people that are leasing property and buying property and the World Banks, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got.
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I don't know what that means.
Well, what I'm saying is they're pulling apart the everyday American. And
who is they?
They are the corporate entities like the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, okay, even health and human service people, the people who are practicing eugenics and want a flu shot everybody and kill them.
And you acknowledge, I hope, that they are doing so much of this through the government because
absolutely.
Of the monopoly
and,
power of government.
And the government was supposed to oversee that. To break up the cartels that they didn't start running this country. In other words, the corporate world for greed.
Do you really believe that's true, Bob,
that the government
really had that intention?
How come, let me ask you this. Bush administration, we lost over 5.5 million manufacturing jobs. Since Slick Willie, we've lost about 65 million jobs that were sent by the corporate world overseas to China, down to Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, they're going to fine us after they take away all our jobs and any job opportunity. Then they're going to put us under the big iron grip and Big Brother. We don't have any jobs. They want to go ahead and fine us if we don't have enough money to get insurance ourselves.
Well, you're covering a lot of ground here tonight, Bob, and some of it I'm in agreement with you on, and others you're a little off from what I can tell. I generally agree, you know, the idea that the healthcare system is totally whacked out. The government is not going to solve the problem. The government created the problem in the first place, which of course is a typical situation where the government creates a problem and then proposes that another government program program is the solution to the problem. We all know that's not the case. At the same time, these corporations that you're talking about, and a lot of these corporations are tied in with the state, and I'm sure you're aware of that. These regulatory structures that you said were intended to bust up cartels are actually captured by those very cartels you're talking about. And some would point out, and I think they'd be right, that these businesses, these corporations that you're referring to, have essentially captured the regulatory agencies from the very beginning. It's not like they were started with some sort of good intentions. They're started with the intention of protecting the existing companies. And
well,
so what you have is these insurers, in the case of healthcare, you've got these insurers that love the ideas of regulations. They love regulations because regulations keeps new competition from coming up. People in the healthcare industry are using the government to protect themselves from competition, but what's going to happen in the long run is the same organization, the government, that has been so wonderful in protecting them for so long will eventually cannibalize them after they pass this new program that'll make it so the government maybe will be competing in the insurance industry effectively over time, putting the existing insurance companies out of business and turning it into a completely government-controlled situation. So are these other corporations sending jobs out of the country? Yeah, that's true. Sure, manufacturing jobs have left the United States. One of the major reasons is because of government regulations of the manufacturing industry.
Don't forget immigration laws.
Immigration laws preventing people from coming here and making a better life for themselves and taking lower wage positions. The minimum wage law that prevents...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How can you say Immigration Department when they want to, on the DREAM Act, they want to import Russian Jews, Kenyans, and Asians and give each family $270,000 of America's money when they never even put anything into the Social Security system.
I've never heard anything of what you're talking about.
How can you say that Congress...
You need to catch us up on what you just said before you
right.
go on.
Well,
that's news.
Yeah, but that's a fact. So what can I tell you about...
Okay, I'm not going to take it as a fact, but okay,
well,
go on.
Point of information, Bob. I think what Bob is referring to here... Bob, hold on. You can get to the next point in a moment, but just to address what you're saying, you claim that the government's moving in certain groups of people. There are federal government programs that do relocate certain people from other countries to certain locations. It's my understanding that in Portland, Maine, there is a large Somali population that has been moved here by some government program. I don't know what the program is, but that's the word on the street. But for most people that try to come here, it's a difficult, arduous process. I mean, you make it sound, Bob, like they're just laying out the red carpet for people, when for most people from around the world, regardless of whether they're Christians or Jews or whatever, they come here and they try to come here, and it takes years, and it takes thousands of dollars, and it takes a lot of time for them to jump through those hoops if they even make it through the application process. So they're not making it easy for people to come here in general. Do you understand that?
30 million, 25 to 30.
Were you just talking the entire time?
No. What I'm saying is...
I'll bring you back. I'll give you, because I told you I'd let you continue. So hang on, Bob. More with you in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Facebook profile. Head over to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan, as it is called. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. I've done it, and I agree. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. If you don't have a will, you're just leaving your family open to having to deal with the legal system. It'll take years and years to work out the where the money goes. You don't want to do this to your family. Go to LegalZoom.com and get a will today. It's LegalZoom.com.
And there's a discount. Is there still a discount code for that?
$10 for using code FTL.
Okay, great. 800-259-9231. Bob is still on the line with us listening to WCER in Ohio. Bob, you're back on Free Talk Live. We were talking about immigration. You had something you wanted to say. I wanted to make sure you got it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing about it was, you know, a couple along with that, after giving all our jobs away to overseas, you know, and then
well,
they want
all of your jobs have not been given away overseas. As I mentioned, regulations have driven companies out of the United States, but there are plenty of jobs here.
Was it regulations or greed on the part of the corporations?
Well, I think that profits motivate...
that plugged into the Wall Street
Did you want that question answered? Hang on a moment, Bob.
It's both, actually. The short answer is both, Mark.
Right, right. Profits motivate everyone, including the workers. And when the business atmosphere becomes too difficult and arduous, a business is going to move elsewhere. But it's very costly to move operations. They're not doing it frivolously or for no reason at all. There's a great deal of financial gain. Should you create a system? Are the American people responsible for allowing their government to become such a hostile environment for business to be in the first place? Do you really want to, demonize the businesses when it's the American people, you and me, Bob, who've sat around and let their government get way the hell out of control?
No, what it was Congress let them get the way out of control.
How many did you elect, Bob? I mean, did you vote for some of these jerks?
No, and they don't listen to us when they say
they sure don't.
When we say don't go into Iraq and we don't want
troops
in Afghanistan, they don't listen to us because they're bought out by the corporate Wall Street lobbyists.
You're right about that.
That's led by the big corporations.
So do you agree with me that the experiment that is the American Republic has failed?
Well, yes, because the American people have not stood up and screamed bloody murder at Congress members, and they were given that left-right paradigm of the Democrats and the Republicans, which sold us out all the way down over the last 40 years.
Admittedly.
So then you take the Immigration Department, and we've got 25 to 30 million undocumented illegal immigrants, and then
now, that's where I'm going to disagree with you, Bob, because you're saying things that I generally agree with about, you know, the red and blue paradigm and people being misinformed and all of that. But what's wrong with people being here without documentation? I mean, why do you, if you are so in disagreement with the federal government, why do you stand with the federal government on the idea that people should have papers, the idea that, that somebody should have to bow down before a federal bureaucrat before they can come here and make a better life for themselves?
The laws of the nation, we have an economy to try and keep a handle on and trying to take care of the people that do have green cards and were born here generation after generation.
But all the things that you just complained about were in line with the laws of the nation. That's all done legally. It's horribly corrupt. And so that doesn't make any sense. Those people aren't hurting anyone. They're trying to work for a living.
They're competing with the legitimate American workers.
Legitimate according to...
Oh, you don't believe in national sovereignty?
No.
You're a globalist.
No.
You're saying you're a globalist.
I'm the opposite. I'm an individualist. I believe in individual sovereignty.
Well, can I come over to your house and can I eat off your table then?
Do you own my house?
Hey, do you own this country or you just want to give it away?
I don't think anybody does. It's easy to point out that someone owns a house, but you're trying to say that they own the entire area around some imaginary boundary, and they don't. And who is they anyway? I mean, I don't believe in that collectivist notion that the country owns all of this.
They did not pay to play. They didn't pay into the system.
Well,
they're coming here undocumented.
Kudos to them. A lot of people ought to be not paying into the system.
Yeah, don't you think that's heroic?
The system that you just complained about for 10 minutes ranting about how awful all the stuff that Congress is doing, and yet you're still paying into the system. And you're complaining that someone else isn't when it's a corrupt system.
What I'm saying to you is, don't you believe in sovereign nationally and laws of the state?
How can a nation exist, sir? It's just a concept.
You are a globalist.
No, sir. You're jumping to conclusions. Didn't you hear what Dale said to you before?
I believe in individual sovereignty, and I own my house, so no, you can't walk into my house without my permission.
Let me ask you this. If you have 10 acres of land that you pay taxes on every year...
I hope I would prefer not to pay taxes
on that. No, wait a minute. You have water rights, et cetera, et cetera. Is it okay if about five people move on to part of that property and set up tents and live there?
It would be if I gave them permission.
I believe in reasonable property rights. I think that the what you call America and its claim on all this huge, vast land and anyone who's within it That is an unreasonable notion of property
rights. I think that the question needs to be turned around is, if I want five people to move onto my property, who the hell do you think you are telling me that they can't come?
What I'm saying to you,
who the hell are you, Bob? I want those five people on my property.
Is it okay if they move there without your permission? Is it okay if they live there without your permission?
I gave them permission, Bob. You don't want to let them come on my property. Bob, I want them to come.
I said I believe in individual sovereignty, not national sovereignty. That's a collectivist notion, and it doesn't make any sense. Individual sovereignty does. The land that you've homesteaded that you own, you have a right to say you can or cannot come on it.
Well, then what did we have the Revolutionary War for?
Who gets to say that someone can't come into the country? They're not invading anyone's property. They're trying to work for a living.
I'll answer your question, Bob. Your question was, what did we have the Revolutionary War for? That was your question?
That was the question.
I didn't have the Revolutionary War. I wasn't alive. The people that did have the Revolutionary War, you could ask different people why they were fighting in that. They might come out with some different reasons. But I would say that one of the ideas was because they wanted to free themselves from the arbitrary rule of the man called King George that particular case.
If you go back to that kind of law, then King George owns the United States because he's the one in
I didn't say we're going back to King George's law. Where did you get that idea?
I think the reason they were able to have
original property owners, we need to turn it over to the Indians and kick everybody out.
The reason they had the war was because they didn't buy into what they were told was the law at the time. Why can't we have that kind of revelation now?
Well, I don't buy into everything you guys say either, okay?
Well, yeah, that's great. That's okay. That's okay. Because, they had this revelation before they had the revolution that the laws that they were being told by the supposed ruler at the time were not valid. And why can't we have that same revelation now?
Hey, you
we
know
set
this
up constitutional laws, and that
I didn't. I didn't. You say we. Don't include me in that
the
statement.
Forefathers.
I don't believe.
Our forefathers,
I don't buy into that.
Our
that religion.
Forefathers that fought and died for this country set
I don't,
up those.
I don't believe. I don't believe in this religion that you're evangelizing right now. So
that's
don't
not
say
a religion.
We.
It's a constitutional concept.
That's a religion, sir. It's a belief
no, it's
system
a constitutional
that you have.
Concept.
Sir. Look, Bob. Let me explain something here. When people believe in the Bible, they're believing in words on paper. The Constitution that you're talking about is also words on paper written by men. Same thing. Words on paper written by men.
Ancestor worship. They fought and died for us.
People believe it without question, and it sounds to me like you haven't questioned it. Now, why is it that you would want to believe in the Constitution? What has it ever done for you?
You're not familiar with the lives of our forefathers like George Washington,
I'm very
Alexander Hamilton,
Alexander
yes,
Hamilton,
John Adams.
We're very familiar
Thomas
with
Thomas Jefferson.
You don't even know,
I know
what you're
all
talking
these
about.
Terms.
Oh, wow.
You don't even know what you're
these
talking about.
These men wanted freedom for you, Bob, but you don't want freedom for other people.
No, if you don't want freedom for other people, then you can never have it for yourself, Bob. I hope you come to understand that someday. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And when I say freedom for other people, it includes those brown folk from across that imaginary line. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. If you've yet to vote for us in the month of October, we need you to help solidify our lead at the podcastalley.com voting. It's a monthly thing, so you only need to do one vote per month. So if you've yet to vote this month, please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's been a really heavy competition month for us, so we need you at vote.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He does not pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. You can find his videos, at lclreport.com. You can join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
All right, I want to continue. I want to talk about a kind of a side discussion that is in relation to a video you posted recently, Dale, at your website, anarchyinyourhead.com, called Rejecting the Religion of Statism. You'd mentioned a few moments ago while we were talking with Bob there that he's a believer in essentially what amounts to a religion, that the religion of the state. And I want to focus on that in a moment, but let's go to your phone calls first. Andrew is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were having a conversation last night on the podcast-only stream about the Liquor Commission and whether or not they would go after their own in the state liquor stores.
Yeah, would they run, because the New Hampshire government actually operates the liquor stores here in New Hampshire, would they actually sting their own employees?
I can unequivocally say that, yes, they would do just that. I interned my senior year with the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, with their Bureau of Enforcement. Those would be the agents that go around making sure that establishments are following all the rules, arresting clerks, and as well as arresting people who violate liquor laws.
So they're not as likely to, because what I tend to see is that the state is very effective at protecting its own. So you're saying that the liquor store employees not very important to the state agents?
They are in the concept that the Liquor Commission doesn't want to embarrass itself. However, they also, the agents, you know, have to do their job, and they have no problem arresting store clerks. And, you know, I guess, you know, if the establishment fails to follow its own rules, then I guess the Liquor Commission has to pay the administrative fine to itself.
So,
but I know that the liquor investigators also investigate employee theft when clerks aren't ringing up what they're supposed to be ringing up. I know that they've had investigations in the past for that, so that's something they watch out for. But I mean, they do the compliance checks where they send underage people around to stores to see if they will sell to someone, ask for ID, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Anything else you want to share?
I kind of wanted to talk about your conversations about the protesting in front of Eli Rivera and the judge's house.
This is something that happened over the weekend. It involved about a couple dozen people. Dale, you were out there for it, right?
Yeah.
For both of them. We had this candlelight vigil because one of the activists here in Keene, again, talking about the Free State Project, hundreds of people have moved here to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. One of them was attacked by the police prosecutor, Eli Rivera, here in Keene recently, to the point where he was knocked over and knocked over onto his head, injuring his, giving him a concussion, possibly, you know, who knows what kind of injuries he actually has. But he's in a wheelchair right now. And so a candlelight vigil was formed. It started at a public park and then moved to Eli Rivera's home. And it's been fairly controversial. There's been some discussion over at the Free Keene Forum at freekeene.com where some of the activists up here are not too pleased with the idea that the activists that did go out to this were actually holding candles outside of somebody's house. They were suggesting that it was intimidation, etc., etc. And it seems to me that candles and some oming is not intimidating, but maybe some pitchforks and some torches and screaming might be intimidating. Quietly holding candles doesn't seem intimidating to me. But your thoughts on that, Andrew?
My thoughts is if you're gonna evolve into a society where you don't use the government the government's force structure to exact whatever change or control that you want, protesting in front of public officials or even, you know, the quote unquote private people's houses, that's the only way that the only way to strike at an emotional core with people to get your point across, because I can guarantee that Eli Rivera's significant other or, you know, the woman who was in his house, his neighbors, they probably all are kind of questioning, you know, why were these people out front of his house lighting candles, humming.
So you don't think, Andrew, that the candlelight vigilists in this particular case should have stayed away and should have gone through the system? They should go to the city council meeting and air their grievances and run for office and try to get Eli Rivera removed through the system?
No, because that's not going to happen. I mean,
why?
If it were to happen, the city of Keene would have to make, you know, the decision to get rid of one of its own employees, who they apparently have no problem leaving in the position that he is doing the job that he's doing. And police officers in the state of New Hampshire have to be fired for just cause.
Not to mention that the people at the courthouse have made it darn difficult to film police officers.
You need even a witness.
Overwhelming corroborating evidence in order to go after one of their employees, and they don't want you to get that evidence.
They take people behind closed doors. There was some, David Ridley brought up in his video that not everybody here is completely trusting of the other person in the party occurred. There's some people who, not everyone is completely sure what's going on. And you would think with that kind of the best way to deal with that would be to not drag people behind closed doors and then do things. If you keep everything out in the open, then it's a lot harder for anyone to hide anything. And everyone can witness what's going on, see exactly what happened, and even better if it could be filmed, then there'd be evidence. That would be evidence that could be used in court.
True, but then they'd
by
have
them
to behave.
As well.
They'd have to behave then.
They would have to behave. that could be evidence used by them as well. So it's awfully suspicious the way they keep dragging people behind closed doors. And so I think that, they have it in, they have the power to have all this be more transparent, to remove suspicion. If they really are behaving themselves, then they don't need to be dragging people behind closed doors.
But they don't care. There's no reason for them to
and
be
I
more
think
transparent.
That's what Andrew is pointing out, is that we have no recourse when they have all the power. And they're constantly hiding behind this notion that I'm just doing my job.
Yep.
That protects them from being having any kind of emotional investment or moral feel any sort of sense of moral repercussions for the decisions that they're making, because they're just following their orders and their job protects them. And Rivera will say, why are you guys making this personal? It's personal all the time for them. They bust into people's doors if they've got the right piece of paper.
Yep.
Their job lets them get personal. He wants it to be a one-way street.
Right. He doesn't want it brought to his house, but they're more than happy to come to your house, kick you out of your home if you haven't paid property taxes, arrest you if you've got a plant in your possession.
Yeah.
They're more than happy to separate loved ones. I mean, in this case, shoot your dog. Sure. In this case, Kurt has been separated from his wife for 180 days. That's personal.
Right. There are and those are people showing up at his house saying, look, you hurt us. This is an action you chose to do. You chose your job. You chose to follow these orders that are immoral. You hurt someone behind closed doors. You wouldn't let anyone witness it. There is no recourse for us. We are upset. And it was a completely nonviolent. We stayed on public property. I think one person knocked on the door and then immediately got off their property, which is, you can knock on someone's door. That's not trespassing. And just to see if he was home. And so we stayed on public property. We held candles. Some people hummed or ohmed or something like that. I didn't even care for that myself, but that's their thing. And so it was, it's night and day. Busting into someone's house because you have a piece of paper and showing up and staying on public property outside with candles is a night and day situation.
Andrew, thanks so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We will continue here. We'll get to the religion portion of this. We'll talk about how statism, the belief in government, is actually real similar to a religion. And more come up. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.